Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, September 5th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Zach Whitaker at TechCrunch reports on an unsecured server found online that contains information on 419 million Facebook accounts, including a unique Facebook ID and phone numbers. Of these, 133 million were from U.S.-based accounts, 18 million from the U.K., and more than 50 million from Vietnam. Some records also included users' name, gender, and country location. According to Facebook spokesperson Jay Nancaro, the database was scraped prior to Facebook shutting down the ability to look up a user by phone number, and that it appears that no accounts were compromised. TechCrunch and security researchers could not identify the owner of the server, but subsequently contacted the web host, who took it offline. Samsung announced the delayed Galaxy Fold will launch in South Korea on September 6 for 2,398,000 won. That's roughly $2,000. This will be followed by launches in France, Germany, the UK, and Singapore on September 18th, with the US launch planned in the coming weeks. South Korea will get the Galaxy Fold 5G with an included Premier service that offers 24/7 phone access to dedicated experts for support, as well as a one-on-one initial phone setup experience. Samsung also offers a Fold Advantage Plus program, which will cover 70% of the cost of a screen replacement once a year. Very reassuring. European Competition Commissioner Marguerite Vestager announced an examination of the Libra cryptocurrency to see if it would harm competition. Vestager sent questions last month to all 28 members of the Libra Association asking about conditions for membership, how consumer data was being handled, and how Libra-backed products would be integrated into Facebook platforms. Amazon announced a revamped Fire TV Cube streaming device, which now has an IR blaster, faster processor, and local voice control for some commands the device itself can process without having to send queries to the cloud. The new Fire TV Cube is now in pre-order in the United States for $119.99, and also Canada, the UK, and Germany, with Japan availability in November. Amazon also announced the Nebula Soundbar Fire TV Edition, made by Anchor, which can stream video, play music, sync with other Echo speakers, and includes a remote control with a mic. Pre-orders are open in the same regions now, and prices available at $229.99. Amazon will also begin selling the Grundig-made OLED TVs with built-in Fire TV software and far-field voice control in Austria and Germany this November, a JVC-made TV with Fire TV software coming to Currys in the UK, and Germany's Media Market and Saturn will begin selling house-branded Fire TV sets next year. Back in the U.S., Amazon also announced a new 65-inch Toshiba Fire TV set. Garmin announced three new fitness-focused wearables. The Venue smartwatch features GPS and a 1.2-inch 390x390 OLED display in a 43mm case. The watch supports smartphone notifications, Garmin Pay for mobile payments, and PulseOx sleep tracking. New fitness options include tracking for hydration, respiration, stress, and menstrual cycles. Battery life is rated at 5 days, although GPS plus music modes come in with a battery life of 6 hours. The Venue ships in September for $399.99. The Vivo Active 4 and 4S watches, meanwhile, offer much the same features as the Venue. The two watches include 45mm and 40mm case sizes, respectively, and use transflective displays rather than OLED to be better read in direct sunlight. The Vivo Active 4 is rated at 8 days of battery life and 6 hours with GPS and music on, while the 4S gets 7 days of battery life and 5 hours with GPS and music on. Both ship in September for $349.99. Then there's the fashion-oriented Vivo Move line, which was also updated, maintaining its analog hands for time with a hidden display for smart notifications. The updates come in Lux, Style, and 3 and 3S models, and now come with GPS, Garmin Pay, and that same Pulse Ox sleep tracking, all rated at 5 days of battery life. Sizes range from 44mm to 39mm, with the top-end Lux model offering a 42mm stainless steel bezel case, sapphire crystal lens, and a leather strap. Pricing starts at $249.99. Google released an open-source version of its differential privacy library, allowing organizations to build apps that can learn from a large data set without being able to distinguish or re-identify any one individual. The Apache license library includes standard statistical functions that would otherwise be hard to build from scratch, includes an additional library for testing, and recipes to help devs get started. Twitter announced it's temporarily disabling the ability to tweet via SMS, citing the need for mobile carriers to improve how they secure phone numbers. The company said it will reactivate the feature soon in markets that depend on SMS for reliable communication. Twitter also said it needs to improve its two-factor authentication system, which relies on SMS as a factor. Mark Gurman and Debbie Wu at Bloomberg report that Apple is working on an in-screen fingerprint reader that could be ready for 2020 devices, according to sources. The technology would allow users to have their fingerprint scanned on a large portion of the screen and work in tandem with Face ID. Suppliers have reportedly proven they can integrate the technology into iPhone screens, but have not yet been capable of mass production. And finally, Nintendo announced the addition of a Super Nintendo game library available to Nintendo Switch Online members in the US and the UK. The library includes 20 games, including Super Mario World, F-Zero, Super Mario Kart, Star Fox, and The Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past. Nintendo also announced a SNES-style controller will be available to online members for $29.99. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.